Hey guys, how are you? Thanks for being here.
Hey Adam, we're great. How are you doing?
Very good. We got Brandon and Casey. They're on the phone now. The movie is called Gone Doggy Gone, and it's part of the San Luis Obispo International Film Festival. I'll tell you now that it's going to screen tomorrow, Saturday, 1 p.m. at Mission Theater in SLO, and then again Sunday at 4 at Mission Theater. Now guys, this is a story, right? This is not a documentary by any chance.
That's correct. It's a narrative feature. It's a comedy.
I love it. Give me a little bit of a background. I'm from, the suburbs of L.A. I like how this is kind of set there. There's this doggy culture where, believe me, I don't have any kids. My Labrador is my daughter. So totally down with all this. Talk about the film a little bit.
The movie's about a couple who treats their dog like a baby, and then it gets kidnapped. The idea came to us when Casey's dog sitter would take the dog and take her to get her nails done, take the dog to the movie theater, and she'd bring the dog home later and later every night. And it got to the point where Casey was getting worried, like, my dog sitter's not bringing my dog back. And I said, Casey, well, what if she never brings your dog back?
And an idea was born. And the dog in the movie, Layla, she's a 4-pound Yorkshire Terrier Tika, is my dog in real life.
Now, did it work out good shooting with the dog, special training? Is the dog obviously, pretty smart, but how did that go, shooting with your normal dog?
Yeah, the dog is smart, but the thing is, Brandon and I wrote the part for the dog for tricks she already knew and a couple that she didn't. So I had a year and a half while we were prepping the film to train Layla how to do the tricks that we needed to do that she didn't already know. But mostly she was kind of like a prop, like in Raising Arizona, this thing that these two forces are fighting over for their different reasons.
We have Casey and Brandon. The movie is called Gone Doggy Gone. I want to ask you, in Best in Show, we kind of saw how crazy dog people can be. Does this movie shine a light on just how nuts we are sometimes for our dogs?
It does. And the thing is, our movie, it does show that, but it also explains perhaps why we are that way. Brandon and I really like psychology, so we were really exploring the relationships people have with animals and how sometimes if they aren't able to express themselves to their partner, their husband, or their wife, they might communicate through the dog. Brandon has some good stories about that with his parents.
Well, yeah, I noticed that my parents would, they've been married for 45 years now, and the communication between them was not so good for a while, and it turned into talking about what the dog did today and what the dog liked the TV show. You should come in here and watch the movie because the dog's sitting there watching the TV show. Like, you should see how it's canting its head. And
yeah.
Based on that, they couldn't communicate unless it was based around the dog.
Right.
The dog's path, they communicate really a lot better now.
Mm-hmm. And then, in society, we noticed, that people were using dogs as starter babies, practicing to have children. So,
right.
You put them in a dog carriage and you put clothes on them and you're almost there, I guess.
I do see dog strollers now, which is kind of funny.
Mm-hmm. Dog baby Bjorn.
We were in Vegas. My dad lives in Vegas, and there's a couple pet-friendly malls over there. There's this one beautiful outdoor mall, and they have this, dog boutique. And I was just blown away at the stuff that they make for dogs and what people are willing to pay for stuff for their dogs. It's nuts.
Yeah, we did some research. It's like a $56 billion business in the United States.
Yeah.
Babying your dog.
So is this kind of like a first film for you guys? Are you guys filmmakers and this is just another one of your creations? How did this come about?
This is our first feature film. We made a bunch of shorts, sketch comedy stuff together a few years ago called Mother Approved Comedy. That's where we learned how to work together and write together.
Now, is writing something, is this things will just hit you and you got to go, oh God, I hope I have, my iPhone around me or a pad of paper? Or do you have to sit down, Casey, we're sitting down for an hour and a half, we're writing today?
Yeah, we try to structure our day so that we can just write for a day and not do the busy work of the movie, the business work. Because you have your mind has to shift. You can't do it. It's like trying to do your taxes and then be creative. It's like you can't do it on the same day.
We tried that. It didn't work.
We tried it, but we don't get much done.
Casey and Brandon are here in town at the film festival tomorrow, Saturday, 1 p.m. Check out Mission Theater in San Luis Obispo for Gone Doggy Gone. Then again, Sunday at 4, also at Mission Theater. You can find them on Facebook and Twitter at Gone Doggy Gone. That's D-O-G-G-Y. And then go to the website, GoneDoggyGone.com. Great stuff. I love the fact that it's a comedy. I mean, I'm a documentary fan, but I love when people really come with creative writing, a good script, good acting, a nice story that we can relate to, and really put it all out there for a film fest. It's really exciting, and I think you both, Brandon Casey, did a fine job.
Thank you, and thanks for having us in your town. I went surfing this morning. It was beautiful.
Well, you're not that far. You come back up here, do some wine tasting, and hang out with us.
Yeah, we can relax.
There you go. Thanks, guys, for coming in, and we'll talk to you soon.
Okay.
Thanks a lot.
Bye, Adam.